Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm so happy you're with us this hour. We are going to have the best fun because I'm taking you off to Texas. And I want to especially welcome our listeners that listen to us in Houston, right down to Galveston, in that Galveston-Houston corridor at KGBC AM 1520. I really am very interested in the region. It's an area, I mean, I've been to Houston many times, and it's a wonderful city. But I've never been to Galveston. And clearly I am missing something. And I learned about a hotel that's between Houston and Galveston called the Boardwalk Inn. It's in Kemah, K-E-M-A-H, Texas. So if you were going to Houston and you wanted to visit Galveston, you could do that. But halfway in between is Kemah. And in theory, if you could base yourself in Kemah, you could have the best of both worlds because, you know, you take yourself a little north and go to Houston, a little south and go to Galveston Island. Very cool. And especially if you're going on business. Because you know when you get to that point in business when your brains and your emotions and your muscles have taken about as much as they can take and you really need to bust out and have a little stress buster. Well, Galveston sounds like that place. And Kemah is a little different from Galveston, but has a lot of fun things to offer as well. And they're right in the same path. So for all of you traveling for business, the next time you have to go to Houston, add on some days, have the people you love come and meet you. And head right, beat a path right through Kemah to Galveston, stopping in along the way. And I'm going to take you off to talk with Paul Schultz. He's the Vice President of Hospitality for the Landry's Corporation, and they have hotels in Houston, in Galveston, and in Kemah. So we hit the jackpot here, and we're going to get all this wonderful information from Paul. I want you to remind you that by the middle of next week, you'll be able to go to travelers411.com, click on podcast, and download the show. Take us with you. Remember, we're 3 hours, so if you miss any piece of it, you can catch up. And everything is archived at sabrams.com. That's S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com. And you can find shows archived going back 14 years. How about that? So we're going to go off and talk with Paul Schultz right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Boston Pops conductor laureate John Williams makes a welcome return to lead film night Saturday, August 13th at 8 p.m. Long established as one of Tanglewood's most consistently appreciated evenings, join Mr. Williams as he presents this year's celebration of the music of Hollywood and beyond, featuring the Boston Pops and special guests. Buy tickets now at Tanglewood.org or 888-266-1200.
There's a yellow rose in Texas I'm going home to see. Though other men have held her, her heart belongs to me.
You've traveled down some dusty roads, slept out in the rain. But this yellow...
I'm delighted to have on the line with me Paul Schultz. He's the Vice President of Hospitality for Landry's Incorporated. And they have in their stable of wonderful resorts such places as the Galveston Hilton and the Galveston Holiday Inn and the Westin Houston Downtown and the Boardwalk Inn in Kima, Texas. All of this is in Texas, people. But I thought you knew that from Galveston and Houston because we've been talking about them a lot lately. And the San Luis, and I want to say it's the spa and resort and convention center and who knows what in Galveston. And a special hello to all of you listening to us on KGBC AM 1520 in the whole Houston, Galveston, Pasadena, Texas City. Hi, all you all. We're glad you're with us, and I'm thrilled you're with us, Paul.
Well, thank you, Stephanie. This is a pleasure. This is great.
So let's talk about, you know, what a wonderful surprise. I got interested in the Kima Boardwalk Inn Resort that's sort of halfway between Houston and Galveston because of its location at first. And then I just got seduced by how wonderful it looked. And to find out that you're associated with all these other grand places, this is a real, man, this is open up the cookie jar and finding out that you've got chocolate brownies in there. So talk to me. First of all, how long have you been with the Landry's group?
I have been with Landry since 1996.
A newcomer, so, my goodness.
Yes, yes. So I have seen a lot of changes and a lot of exciting things that have happened in our hotel. But I've been here at the San Luis actually since 1992. Tilman Fertitta, our president and CEO of Landry's, purchased the hotel in 1996. And I stayed on and oversee now our five hotels that we have in Texas.
Well, that tells me two things.
Okay.
One thing it tells me that is that you are spectacular. And the second tells me that your spectacular nature was noticed. Because, unfortunately, far too many competent, capable people find themselves out the back door when somebody comes in and buys a place, and too often has the attitude that even though they buy a well-managed, you know, profitable place in many cases, they will think of it as, you know, we could do better and probably without you. And it's a tragedy, but it happens far too often. So the fact that, A, you were kept on, and, B, that you moved up in the system, well, glory to you, fella.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I'll tell you, in our industry, it's unique that people stay in a property as long as I've been here.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, you know, that also says a lot about the organization. Because a lot of time, capable, skilled people move on because they're underappreciated by the people that employ them.
Well, and, you know, Landry's gives us lots of opportunities. And, you know, I think Tilman Fertitta has a special place in the heart for definitely Galveston and the San Luis. And, you know, he's a native Galvestonian, so a lot of interest in this property and you know, wanted to see it grow and developed. And, you know, they just keep giving us more responsibility, which is great.
So is that where you're based?
I am based out of the San Luis, yes.
Well, it just looks like a gloriously gorgeous location.
It is. You know, the neat thing about it is everything faces the Gulf of Mexico. All of our rooms, all of our meeting space, everything is out, you know, looking at the Gulf.
Brilliant.
We sit on top of a bunker. You know, we've got the seawall that's 17 feet that protects the island. And then above that, 25 feet goes up to the top of the San Luis. So it's really the high point on the entire island. And so you get a great vista of the Gulf and island views and everything that Galveston has to offer.
So let me, first of all, kudos. It is brilliant to have, you know, it is so punitive to have a lovely hotel and or resort located in a place with a spectacular view and have half the rooms face the parking lot or the mountainside or the wrong way. So I'm trying to imagine in places I have been that were clever enough, like the San Luis Resort in Galveston, to have all the rooms facing the view that you came to be with. generally, there's either an exterior hallway or an interior hallway on one side that you're walking down and you're going to enter the door on the left or something.
Right.
And there, then now you're in a room that's facing the water. Is this an outdoor or an enclosed area?
It's an enclosed hallway. And in fact, when Tilman Fertitta bought the hotel in 96, one of the first things he said that we've got to do is to take the back side of the hotel and make it a window wall. So when you come up the hotel, you're actually, you know, going down the hallway, you're going to be looking north. And really, you can see then the bay side. You can see the Causeway Bridge as you come over Galveston. You can see the cruise ships that are on the bay side. Then you get to your guest room, turn in, and because of the curve of the building, the architectural design, all goes around the pool, but all those rooms face out and look towards the Gulf. So you really have a cool view on both sides, but every guest room has a balcony. They all have sliding doors, furniture on the patio.
Wow.
You've got a beautiful view of the Gulf.
All right, we're going to take a pause right now, and we're going to continue chatting with Paul Schwartz, Vice President of Hospitality for Landry's, that has some marvelous hotels in Texas that you need to know about. So stay with me.
Belongs to me.
You've traveled down some dusty roads, slept out in the rain, but this yellow rose is always here when you come home again.
She knows I've done some hard times.
You stumbled and you fell. I just kept your pride from dying.
You saved my soul from hell. She's a diamond of the desert. She's a golden flower of spring. She's a yellow rose of Texas. She can make a man a king.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's dazzling North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers to stage their works. Walk in mythical steps of Giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Take a walk on the sugary sand of Port Stewart's Beach and have a bite and a pint at Harry Shack with a million-dollar sea view. Drive through the canopy of trees called Dark Hedges and visit Ballantoy Harbor and Quarry, all used as natural settings for Game of Thrones. Press on to Cushendon, a fairy tale enchanting seaside village where boutique shops and a local pub will surely entice you.
Start planning now. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Carrickaree. That's nationaltrust.org.uk. Search for Carrickaree.
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops presenting Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.com.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
605-5370.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the UK National Trust and Northern Ireland's North Coast. Dazzle your imagination with incredible places to explore, from the awe-inspiring Giant's Causeway to the natural stage settings for Game of Thrones. Discover Northern Ireland's North Coast. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway. Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Galgorm Resort and Spa. When exploring Northern Ireland, indulge yourself in luxury you will never forget at Galgorm Resort and Spa in Ballymena, halfway between Belfast and Giant's Causeway. Visit galgorm.com for details.
Take good care of yourself, you don't do me. Eat an apple every day.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We're talking with Paul Schwartz, Vice President of Hospitality for the Landry's Group of Hotels. We're talking about actually five of them in the corridor between Houston, well, from Houston to Galveston, which would include the Westin Houston downtown, the Boardwalk Inn in Kima, Texas, and three properties in Galveston, the Galveston Holiday Inn, the Galveston Hilton, and the San Luis Resort. Let me ask you, first of all, what do you do as Vice President of Hospitality?
You know, I've got an interesting job. I love my job. My job is to make sure that our managers and our associates are providing a memorable experience for our guests. That really is my job.
Bravo.
Yeah, and I love it. All I've ever done is worked in hotels all my life, and it's great. You know, there's a lot of training, a lot of checking, a lot of inspecting, motivating, working with all of our staff members.
Paul?
Yes?
Have I told you lately that I love you?
No, but I need to hear that.
Yes. No, may your tribe increase.
Thank you.
I learned a poem in sixth grade. Do you know the poem, Abu Ben Adam?
No.
It's the first two lines. It's the first line, really. That was his name, Abu Ben Adam. Abu Ben Adam, may his tribe increase. Yes, may your tribe increase. There are so many instances. I guess one of my greatest faults is my directness. And I kind of cherish this great flaw of mine. It may make me seem tactless at times, but there is what I refer to as the teachable moment. When somebody is about to lose a client because, and you know, what is the cost of acquisition of a client? And when you're talking about a hotel, what a hotel goes through to market and attract, given all the distractions in the world and all the competition in the world. And when you've got somebody who's come to you after so many people in so many departments have invested so much time, effort, and money, and Lord knows what other resources to get that person to get there, and then one screwball does the wrong thing, says the wrong thing, you know, just rolls their eyes at somebody, and boom, and you never know who that guest is. You nope. Never know if they're the head of the, you know, the Ladies Altar Guild who was planning a trip for 250 women who are now not coming here.
Yep, yep.
So, and in most cases, there is nobody on property doing your job. Yeah. It's such an essential element. that, you know, everybody's gone through all this to get the people here, and there's nobody in a coordinated effort overseeing training and picking up on the teachable moment. And if, you know, listen, 1,000 things can go wrong a minute. We know that, especially in the travel industry. But if there's somebody there to notice and make it right, rectify it on site, not wait for somebody to write something online because this went wrong and nobody noticed.
And, you know, it's not a perfect world. I mean, things do happen. You know, perfection is difficult. We'd like to go towards excellence, and that gets us as close as we can to perfection. But, you know, we always have a manager on duty in the property. And you know, we take very serious our core value and our goals here. And it's, you know, fulfilling dreams and goals. And we chant it every day. We drink a Kool-Aid here at the property. And, you know, we get everybody excited about it every day. We as we call it, pre-shift or lineup, or, you know, different hotels, different restaurants use. But we're very passionate about our morning pre-shift and our afternoon pre-shift. And we go back, and then we share that in each department. Everyone knows what groups, what activities, everything from the weather forecast to celebrating an employee's birthday or a guest coming in, anniversary. Those things are reviewed. So we really take the passion of the industry, and we share it every day.
Oh, it is so important.
It is. It is.
It is so important. I mean, you know, 150 years ago, I was working a summer job after my parents told me they were not going to pay for my trip to Europe when I was in college. And I said, well, now that you've bought me a car, now I've got transportation and wheels to go get a job, and I will fund my own trip. Thank you very much. And so I got a job, and I was so not suited for this position. But in any way, it was a restaurant at a big event. And there was, but the one of the things that I learned was the importance of detail in that, just the food service aspect of hospitality, because this was a very nice restaurant. And in the kitchen, there was somebody who stood in his suit and tie by the door where you exited the kitchen to go in the dining room. And this guy inspected every dish.
Every plate.
Nothing left that kitchen unless it had whatever the little garnish decoration was it some parsley or radish, whatever. If it was supposed to have coleslaw and you didn't remember the coleslaw, or, you know, that kind of thing. If there was anything on the dish that, you know, the gravy had moved and it was a little sloppy, or there was a, you know, gravy that was leaching out of the dish and over the edge, there was somebody to manage it, to catch it, to send it back, to get it correct. And everything that left that kitchen was gorgeous and had all the pieces it was supposed to have. I mean, how many times have you gone somewhere and, you know, you look up and say, wasn't it supposed to come with French fries, or, you know, didn't it supposed to have whatever? That didn't happen in that restaurant. And that only happens when people care enough to create positions for quality control.
Well, and we do that in our kitchens on the line. We have an expediter, and that expediter is going to look at every plate that comes off that line or out of that kitchen, and, you know, make sure that it is set for our guests. It's very important. We take that very seriously. Tillman Fertitta has a great philosophy that he's shared with all of us, and it's, you know, look for the 5% that's wrong. And, you know, we communicate that to our managers and to our staff that, you know, if you can just focus on that 5% that's wrong. You know, if you have a good culture, that's going to make such a difference.
Yeah, well, I've said to people who get overwhelmed with the idea of improvement, take 100 things and improve them each 1%, and you will have improved 100%.
What a great thing to do.
Yeah. Right. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back talking with Paul Schultz. I want to find out about the Boardwalk Inn and some of the other properties that are in Galveston, and we're going to do all that after these important messages, so pay attention. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
You'll get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Keep a wife on bootleg hooch when you're running free. Take good care of yourself, you'll belong to me.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops presenting Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% right now. Board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Plan your 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
It is delightful to have Paul Schultz, the Vice President of Hospitality for the Landry's Group, on the line with me. And Landry's Inc. is a, it's just a grand company. I mean, and I've looked at their hotels, and they line up in this wonderful corridor from Houston to Galveston, and there's one in the middle. So people, if you're going on a business trip and you're going to be in Houston, why don't you plan to add on some time to your trip? Have some people you know and love come and meet you. Drive to Kema, K-E-M-A-H. Go to Kema. Stay at the Boardwalk Inn. Spend some time there and all the wonderful attractions in Kema. Go, if you have more time, go forward. Continue southward to Galveston. And you've got one, two, three hotels in Galveston to choose from that these folks are involved in. So you've got the Houston, the Westin Houston downtown. You've got the Boardwalk Inn in Kema. You've got the San Luis Resort and Spa and Convention Center and whatever else they got going on there. The Galveston Hilton and the Galveston Holiday Inn. And it sounds to me like, especially in Galveston, if you had a big group, I mean a really big group, between all their hotels, they should be able to accommodate everybody. What do you think about that, Paul?
We can do that. And the nice thing in Galveston is, you know, you've got three different type of properties. You've got the San Luis, the Hilton, and the Holiday Inn. You also have tiered different prices. San Luis would be a little bit on the high side, Hilton in the middle, and then the Holiday Inn a little bit lower. So you can really focus on your budget, depending on what you want to spend. But a neat thing here, too, is that all these properties are on 34 acres down here on the Gulf.
Wow.
And you know, the guests can use services. They all have their own pool, an own pool area, but the restaurants can be shared by everyone, which is great. Entertainment, bars with live music, just all kinds of things going on, activities, events and things for children, and just all that down there.
Well, let me just follow this nice path that I just made, because I am a great believer. Listen, if your company is going to send you somewhere on business, they're going to pay to get you home. So, and if you can extend the stay, for instance, you go someplace on a Wednesday and you get your business done Wednesday, Thursday, typically you would be spending Friday going home. You're not accomplishing anything for the company other than getting your bones back to your office. So if you stayed over, and you spent, let's say you were in Houston the first two nights, and then Friday you drove to Kema, and you overnighted at the Boardwalk Inn. And then the next day, maybe, after you've done some stuff in Kema, you drive to Galveston, and you spend Saturday in Galveston. Then you can get yourself back Sunday to Houston, if that's where you're going to fly back from, and, you know, drop your rental car or whatever. And you would have had a really nice time, and I'll bet you save your company some money coming back on Sunday than flying on a Monday.
That's a great point. That's a great point. And I'll tell you, for Houston, Kema and Galveston, you know, people think of it as Houston's playground. I mean, this is if you're a Houstonian or your business, you know, come on and take the break and come down south. We're an hour from downtown Houston and Galveston and really 30 to 40 minutes to Kema. So it's great. It's right in the middle.
So let me talk a little bit. First of all, we're going to have to, you know, have you back again because there's far too much content here for us to attack. And the other thing, too, is I would love to interview the general managers of each of your properties because, you know, when then we really get into the nitty gritty of things. And,
sure.
You know, so right today, what we're going to do is we're going to give it the great big broad brush and
okay.
See what we've got here. So let's start with the Westin Houston. It says downtown. Now, Houston is one of those places where downtown kind of goes on forever.
Spread out, yeah.
Yeah, so where would one find the Westin Houston downtown?
Well, I'll tell you, the easiest thing to look for is, and something the city is very proud of, is Minute Maid Park, directly across the street from the Westin Hotel. So we're right downtown. We're a block from the George R. Brown Convention Center. Discovery Green, which is a new area downtown that always have activities going on for families and for the city, but right across from Minute Maid Park. We're right there, right downtown, where you want to be.
Okay. Yeah. So now we're going to drive from Houston to Kima. How long does that take?
Takes 30 to 40 minutes.
Oh, that's a hop and a jump.
Easy. Just take I-45 south. There's an exit on NASA Road 1, and you're there. So a great, great area. You get a little break, get out of the city. You know, Kima's like a seaside village. It's a boutique hotel in the middle of 40 acres, and really almost all of our concepts in Landry's restaurant family have a restaurant there in Kima. So you're right in the middle of all the restaurants, all the amusements. You know, it's a perfect family.
Well, when you say all, I mean, I don't know a thing about Kima other than what I, you know, researched and said, oh, gee, this is worth talking about. So why don't you run through, why do people go to Kima?
You know, they go to Kima, one, to dine, because it has so many of our restaurants, from the downtown, or excuse me, from the Kima Aquarium to Red Sushi.
Stop a second.
Saltgrass.
Wait. Uh-huh. Now you got me confused.
Okay.
The restaurant is at the aquarium, or the restaurant is called the aquarium?
It is the aquarium restaurant, and when you're dining in there, you are dining around an aquarium. You almost have a feel like you are underwater.
That is cool.
It's very cool. And again, it's such a great family destination.
But look, can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
Do they serve seafood on the menu?
They do. They do.
Don't you find that just a little bizarre?
We're a lot of seafood in Kima. People expect it when they come to, you know,
Texas coast. But to be eating seafood at an aquarium is just a little bizarre. Do you know the organization of key leaders and professionals in travel called SKAL, S-K-A-L?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Are you a member?
No, I'm not. But
you should
be familiar with it.
All right. Well, we'll have to see about you becoming a member.
Okay.
I belong to the Boston chapter.
Okay.
And every year, generally in the summer, there is one of our luncheons at the Boston Aquarium.
Uh-huh.
And the first time I went, and I've gone many times since, and it's a hoot. There's this big tent set up, and it's there, I think, all summer, just outside the door area of the entry area of the Boston Aquarium, which is a wonderful place to visit. And they do a clam bake and lobster bake. And,
wow.
You know, and there's, like, you know, there's endless lobsters and clams and crabs and all kinds of seafood. And, you know, I've gotten used to it, and it's wonderful, delicious. And I'm a shellfish eater.
Are you? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But it just seemed so out of place and almost rude to be eating seafood at the aquarium. I had a tough time with it. It didn't stop me from having a lobster, you understand, but I still had a tough time with it.
Well, I know you can get a steak and you get a burger there, too.
I'd feel better doing that. I really would. At an aquarium, it just seems like the polite thing to do.
Okay.
Especially, you must have great steaks in Texas.
Oh, we do. We do. And the San Luis has an excellent rated. In fact, we're rated on Tom Horan, who's a noted food critic in Texas, has rated the steakhouse as number one on his list of the top 10 restaurants in Texas.
Let's not talk food. I'm hungry right now.
Yeah.
All right. So we were in Kima.
Huh?
And so there's the restaurants and all these wonderful places to eat. And, of course, there is the aquarium itself.
Right.
Okay. What is there anything else we should know about?
Yeah, there's amusements. There's a roller coaster, the Bullet, all types of things that you would find at an amusement park. The thing about it, it's so nice. It's approachable. It's very easy to walk. Very kid friendly. It's just a great environment. They do a lot of special events. They do fireworks every Friday through the summer. They always have bands on the weekends. They do wine fests. They do car shows. A great area to be outside in. And again, you're right on the bay, on Galveston Bay, which goes all the way up to Houston. So you see the big ships going down the ship canal, and you see the fishing boats going out. And it's just a very, very cool, very fun environment.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. I want you to listen carefully to the commercials coming up, and we're going to be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams talking with Paul Schultz, VP of Hospitality for the Landry's Group of Hotels and Restaurants. Don't leave me.
It's plain to see you're the moon for me. I'm crazy about your panorama. But when you're shining on Tennessee, you overlap a little on Alabama, North Dakota, South Dakota, Illinois, and Indiana. I miss you when I'm in Kentucky.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's Ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
BizTalkRadio.com. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm talking with Paul Schultz, VP of Hospitality for the Landry's Group of Hotels and Restaurants. How many restaurants are there in the Landry's Group?
Landry's has, oh my goodness, over 500 restaurants.
Oh my goodness.
Yep.
And are they all in Texas?
No, they're all over the United States. They also have them international. Some of the restaurants that you and your listeners might be familiar with are Chart House Restaurant.
Oh, my word.
Rainforest Cafe.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. Saltgrass Steakhouse. The Grotto Restaurant. Rusty Pelican. All kinds of wonderful restaurants that we have.
Well,
Flame Jumper.
I have to tell you, some of my happiest memories and best meals have been in Chart House locations.
We'd love to hear that.
Oh, I want to tell you. And as a matter of fact, I'll tell you a real quick but wonderful story. Years and years ago, I was in Puerto Rico on business, and we went to the Chart House. And I think it was Puerto Rico. It might have been Miami. Huh? It was somewhere south. And I am not a coffee drinker, but my husband is, and he makes up for me. And I was traveling on business, so I was traveling with a colleague, and he ordered coffee, and he went crazy wild about how good it tasted. And it smelled wonderful, and I don't even like the smell of coffee because I'm just not a coffee person. Uh-huh. So we asked the waiter what it was, and he said it was a combination of French beans and I think it was Colombian, whatever it was, and he brought me over, and we just had this nice conversation. And then he went away, and he came back with this little aluminum package with some of the samples of the beans. Uh-huh. And he pointed out the red ones were the French roast beans, and the other ones were somewhere in South America. I think they were Colombian. And I took them home, and I used to every now and then go to one of those coffee places where they grind special blends and whatever, trying to find these. I'm looking for these. And that went on for years. And when I, every now and then I just put it back in the cabinet, in the pantry, in the kitchen. And one day I decided, today's the day. I'm making a project of this. I'm going to find these beans and, have them ground or bring them home. We'll grind them for my husband. And I went and I couldn't find that little package of aluminum. And it turned out that Bonzo was running low on coffee, so he saw those and threw them in. Just ground them up. But, isn't it funny? We're talking, almost come full circle here, Paul.
Yeah.
And if you just joined us, we're talking with Paul Schultz, the Vice President of Hospitality for the Landry's Group of Hotels and Restaurants. We were talking earlier about the things that make your experience memorable. And you know, here it is. This happened two decades ago, easily. Easily two decades ago. And yet, I think of Chart House. I think of great food, great service, and people that cared enough to make a project out of me when I was interested in, gee, I would love to be able to get those beans and have my husband grind them at home because he's the coffeeaholic in our house. And just showed up with that little package that is no longer sitting in a pantry anywhere, but is embedded in my memory.
Well, that's great. And that's the job of, I think, a true hotelier. You know, we always want to share these ideas of making an emotional connection with the guest, and that they're going to leave and have that special memory, that moment of truth we tell our associates when they make that connection with the guest.
That's so absolutely.
Preach it.
Absolutely.
Great to hear you appreciate that.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Well, I think, you know, subliminally people do. You're not going back to a place that didn't treat you well.
You're right. You're right.
I mean, it's just that simple. And you're not going back to, and I've said this time and again, you can go someplace that's really wonderful, everything is terrific, and the food is awful, and you're just not going back. Food is a very important part of any travel experience, whether you're traveling for business or pleasure. So we got ourselves to Galveston. And we kind of mentioned the San Luis about two dozen times, I guess, because, you know, you're kind of, your office is there. So you're a little partial, I think. But we won't share that. Shh, that'll just be between us. But you've also got the Galveston Hilton and the Holiday Inn. How many accommodations are there at the Galveston Hilton?
Well, the Hilton has 240 rooms. They're a beautiful property. And you know, they also have a beautiful pool, great area. All these hotels are all directly across the street from the Gulf. So, you know, all of our guests can cross the street and enjoy the beach over there and see our beautiful Gulf. You know, the Hilton, it's a little smaller, but very intimate. And, you know, it's got great views of the Gulf and a lot of activities. We definitely focus on all of our properties on family. All of our properties have activity directors and have activity programs for children. So there's things that they can do throughout the entire day.
That's fabulous.
Yeah. Yeah, everything from cookie decorating to...
Oh, I love that.
Do you, and we have crocodile encounters. One of our most popular...
Oh, now, wait a minute. Don't make me nervous on this. Well, what does that mean?
Well, we have a service that comes in, and they come down, and they bring small reptiles. They bring a little baby crocodile. They bring snakes, all types of reptiles.
Are these sported. Boy activities?
They love it. The girls love it as much as the boys. Everybody takes photos. They post them on Facebook.
Yeah, well, the photo taking part, there you got me. I'm good.
Are you good with that?
I'm good with that.
Okay. It's fun. It really is. It's one of our more popular activities.
Wow.
T-shirt, tie-dyeing of T-shirts. A lot of fun things.
Well, that's especially wonderful because then you have a souvenir to take home. And not only is it a great memory of a place that you've been, which is really the key part, but it's something you made, which makes it even more special. I mean, you can buy a souvenir anywhere, but something that you actually get to make, that really puts a stamp of personality on it.
You know, one thing they're doing at the Holiday Inn is they have what they call a Whale on Wheels program. And it's a blow-up whale. They do blow-up dolphins, and they bring them out to the pool, and then the children get to see how you would interact with these mammals and these animals from the sea.
How cool is that?
Parents love, and they're telling us in our industry, that parents want their children to be educated when they're on vacation.
No kidding.
Any opportunity we have to expose them to marine life or anything down here in Galveston, we take advantage of that.
Paul, quickly give us a website we can go to find the hotels and everything else we need to know.
The easiest thing to find our properties in Galveston, you can all go to sanluisresort.com. And that will take you to all of them, but GalvestonHolidayInn.com and then GalvestonHilton.com.
Gorgeous. You can find it all at sabrams.com in the show notes. And I want to thank you so much for joining us. Stay with me. I want to talk with you in the top of the hour news. Everybody else, you've got the news, and we'll be right back in the next hour, so don't go away. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.